Hi, this is the To-Do List of the Semi-Adult Podcast with Ray from Raised Days and Jules from Oven Lovin', where we talk about never having it totally together, but faking it anyway.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Jules. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Cold, but good.
I'm cold, too. You just got dumped on.
Yeah, we got 18 inches of snow in Chicago, which is Chicago's fifth largest snowstorm. Fun fact.
That is like, I feel like that's a really compelling statistic.
I know. Isn't that interesting? And like the, like, or like, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 4, I think were from like the 30s maybe, or like 60s, like a while ago.
Yeah.
So, big snowstorm.
So what is your strategy for this 18 inches? Is that a yardstick? No, yeah. It's half of a yardstick.
I don't know. A foot and a half.
Yeah.
It's a foot and a half. Yeah. Okay. And so, I don't know. I, like, don't go anywhere. I, like, work from home and try not to leave my house because it's, like, cold and wet and gross. And
that
I struggle with going outside in the winter a lot. And I've been trying to get out more because I feel like I'm going a little stir crazy. But I don't know. It's rough. And then my snow boots, as we talked about, are, like, ruined, have holes in them, so they don't really protect you from the snow, and I haven't replaced them yet, so I've never regretted more not having working snow boots than
the night. Let me know where you get your snow boots eventually, because okay. I need to invest in I have nothing. I'm wearing like flats. It's insane.
Yeah. I actually, what I like to do a lot is wear rain boots in the snow, because you can really, you just don't, you, it keeps you dry. You don't get wet.
Yeah.
But sometimes that can be cold if it's, like, not lined. So you have to be careful and, like, get a lining or extra socks or, like, whatever to make sure you stay warm. But I don't really – I was kind of shopping around today, and a lot of them are really expensive. Like, the really good boots are really expensive. But I was looking at, like, winter boots and L.L. Bean boots and snow boots and rain boots and all kinds of boots. So I'll let you know what I find.
Yeah, definitely. That's a lot of snow, and I'm very sorry. I just feel so bad. That is just so much snow. I just don't, I just can't. I'm so happy we don't have that much snow.
Well, I'm really lucky in that I can work from home, and so that was, like, a huge blessing, to not have to worry about getting to my job to get paid and stuff like that, so that was really great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's hard. Winter is hard.
Winter is hard. Winter is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have winters in Georgia?
Yeah. Well, Georgia has a lot of problems with ice because it'll, like, kind of rain or sleet or slush a little bit, but not be like a snowstorm because it doesn't get that cold. And then it'll freeze overnight, or we'll have, like, ice storms because it's, like, right on the edge of, like, 32. And so then you have ice storms, and then there's, like, ice everywhere, and it breaks down power lines and trees, and people are slipping and you can't drive. So, you know, it's like there's different winter issues, yeah. But it's not, you know, not normally like, you know, a foot and a half of snow.
Right. Okay. Yeah. People are pretty like vocal to me about like what I'm wearing. And I feel like I have to like in the winter when it's like 10 degrees. And I feel like I dress warm, but like, maybe I forgot a scarf or a hat or something just because I just am terrible at getting ready in the morning. And
so wait, what do like, they say?
People are just like say – like my bus driver the other day was like – I don't even remember how it came up, but he was like – he said something like, well, I wasn't going to say anything, but it's so painfully obvious that you don't know how to dress in the winter.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't – okay. And I'm just like, I'm from Southern California, but I don't have to justify anything. Like, I am fine. It's my body.
Right. No, I really hate when people, like, make a judgment about what you're wearing and it's, like, not warm enough or not cold enough or whatever enough for, like, the situation you're in. It's like, I know how to get dressed and I know how to leave the house. And even if I didn't, it's my mistake and I'll deal with it because I'm a grown up. So, like, don't worry about what I'm wearing. Like, don't worry about it.
I wish I just, like, could reply or just, like, not reply, just, like, be silent and let my silence speak. But, like, I feel the need to have to, like, defend myself and then I make myself look stupid.
And no, you don't look stupid.
I made the decision, so yeah. I'm the cold one, so it's cool.
Right. Right. I don't know. I feel like it's hard to recognize in the moment what's happening because you're, like, taken aback. But it's, like – so I don't know. I feel like I try to be, like – I try to practice, like, being more assertive and not even just in situations like that, but just, like, in general by being, like, okay, what is happening and what is this person really saying to me? But I don't know. It's, like, a split second for you to respond to something like that is, like, impossible sometimes.
Yeah, well – to be fair, oftentimes when I do respond or I'm, like, upset at the way I handle a situation, I think of you because I think you're really good at handling situations. That's so nice. I try and channel my inner Ray to try and combat the mean people in the world.
I know. It drives me crazy. I really, really hate when people comment on what – unless it's a – like, obviously, if you're like, hey, cool jacket, then, like, that's okay to talk about. But, like – if you're making some judgment on, like, what somebody else is wearing, like, what gives you the right to do that and be like, you didn't dress the right way you were supposed to? That's, like, insane. That's crazy.
I know. I know. Also, though, on the other side of the coin, someone called my new glasses hipster the other day. And I know hipsters aren't supposed to like when people call them hipster, but I really enjoyed that comment because I don't feel hip very often. So I finally felt like I, like, had something in trend.
Your glasses are super cute, so.
Thanks. I really like them, except that they're bigger than my other ones, and so they seem to get dirtier faster.
Oh, interesting.
So I have to clean them more. I didn't think
about that. Well, they're very cute.
Thanks.
Which kind of brings me up to what I wanted to talk about today. Did you – I think you shared your glasses on Instagram. Did you share a picture on Facebook or something?
I think I did on Facebook, yeah.
Okay, so maybe we can link to that. But what do you feel good about sharing and, like, documenting in that way? Like, did you document your new glasses or share them? Or what, you know, what kind of leads you to do stuff like that?
Well, I'm, like, I'm pretty open. First of all, my social media, my especially Facebook, is, like, pretty much on lock. Like, I go through and delete people that I'm not interested in sharing things with on Facebook. So I think I feel more comfortable sharing things on Facebook because there's less people and they're not, it's not public as much. But pretty much my role for Facebook is, like, any picture that I find that I feel good about, I will post.
I think that's a good rule.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's I won't put unflattering pictures of myself on the internet.
Well, and I think it's, like, fun to kind of celebrate and be like, I think I look cute. So, like, here's a picture of me because I look cute today. Like, that's kind of a fun thing to
do,
I think.
Think that's okay. I think that's totally okay.
Yeah.
I also like pictures that are, like, mundane parts of people's lives. Like, I've seen people get outraged that, like, people share their dinners, like, photos of their dinners on Facebook. And I love looking at that stuff.
Also, like, okay, don't look at it then. Like, I never really understand when people, like, get mad at other people. Like, you can't – I don't know. I just, like, the idea that you can make people stop posting a picture on the internet is, like, a crazy thing to me. Like, why would – you know? It's, like, you can't make people stop posting pictures of their food. So, like, why do you get mad about it? You know? It's, like, so just don't look at it. Just, like, don't – follow that person then,
or like, and I think it's interesting and fun. Like, I mean, obviously I'm partial to food anyway because I, like, you know, had the oven leaven and think that food is, like, a really uniting factor among humans, but I just think I like seeing those details. I love seeing when people post screenshots of text message conversations. Like, I love that. But, and also babies, can we talk about babies? Post all your baby pictures on Facebook.
Oh my, like, God, I know.
People get so, new parents are always so weirded out, like, well, I don't want to oversaturate. Like, no, please send me your baby pictures. Like, I want to see every single one.
I know, I love looking at baby pictures.
And if you don't, I don't want to see it, if I don't like your baby, I'll just scroll past it. No big deal.
Yeah. That's another thing, too, is I feel like people, like, apologize or, like, don't know what – they feel judged maybe for, like, posting certain things, I guess. I don't know. I wish I could make them feel better about it.
Yeah.
Like, reach out to everyone and be like, your baby is really cute. I want to look at it. Someone will want to. Maybe not everyone, and that's okay.
And pet pictures, can't get enough. Just post everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I am really selective about who I follow. Like, I don't look at Facebook that often. It's just not my favorite thing. Like, yeah. I'll look if I'm looking for something specific, but I just don't really check it out that often. But, like, on Twitter or on Instagram, I, like, am really specific about who I follow or who I look at. And so if I – like, I follow you because I want to see your stuff. So, like, absolutely post everything you want because that's why I'm looking at it, you know?
Yeah.
And if I don't want to, then I just, like, won't follow that person. Or I just won't keep them, like, in my feed.
I am more selective about Instagram, I feel like, about what I post.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't post a lot of, like, selfies. And I know you can lock down your Instagram account, but I don't have it locked down. And I'm okay with that. But I mostly post, like, pictures of things that I think are pretty.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. And I think, you know, there's different mediums for different things that people like doing or feel good about doing, and that totally depends on the person. Like, one person might use Instagram 100% for all their baby pictures, and one person might not, and that's, like, okay, because obviously it's what you want to use it for. I one thing I like to not post or not talk about is work. Like, I don't like to talk about work on Twitter or, like, post stuff from where I think maybe I've said something like, oh, I'm working late or something like that, but, like, I don't like to talk about specifics about my office or my job or anything like that, because I just want to be professional at work, and so I just don't want that anywhere. And plus, I work with, like, confidential things sometimes, and so I just don't want any chance of anything getting out that, like, shouldn't be.
Well, and, like, we do that on our podcast too, on here, because, like, we'll mention our jobs in passing, but we don't really talk about specifics because it's just not, I just don't think it's professional.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like, when I see people, like, complaining a lot about their jobs, I don't have sympathy about it.
Yeah, right. And that's like, something that I wouldn't follow because I don't want to see complaining all day. But, like, but again, if that's what you want to do, like, post it. It's your business. But, like, I probably won't follow it because that's not what I want to look at. But, yeah, I just, for me, it's, like, if – like, obviously, when it's out on the internet, it's, like, out there, right? It's, like, out there for everybody.
Yeah.
So that's my line that I have drawn. It's, like, I don't want work stuff out there because I don't want to compromise my job.
Yeah. No, I think that that's smart. And I think that it's also sort of – it's smart and professional, but it's also sort of helpful to, like, compartmentalize that.
Mm-hmm.
Is, like, you know, social media is supposed to be fun or sometimes mm-hmm. a tool to spread not fun news, but, like, you know, like, maybe not the best tool for work stuff.
Right. Right. And obviously for other people's jobs, that would be different.
Right. Oh, yeah. I think it's different. But you and I both deal with confidential things. Like, I can't
right,
you know, talk about stuff before it's published. So,
yeah.
So I think that's true. But, okay, so I have a question about, you know, like, you post pictures of your life on the internet mm-hmm. and online. But then, like, what do you do for yourself? Like, do you do photo albums? Or, like, how do you keep things for yourself that you want?
I did Project Life for a while and really liked it. And that kind of fell off recently. But I might pick that back up again, and that was fun for me to have stuff that was, like, tangible that I could look at. That's a good question, though. I like printing out pictures, but again, as everyone else, probably don't do it as much as I would like to. But, like, you can order off of what is that called, Snapfish or something? What is
yeah
those, like, photo services. I have a sketchbook lately that I have been using as, like, a art journal, drawing notebook, all-encompassing thing, and that's been kind of a cool way for me to document stuff, because I can, like, draw something from the day or, like, make a note, like, Super Bowl was today or something like that, and so that's kind of, like, a quick, really personal, Even That's though I share cool. some of my sketches, it's like, you know, a lot of it is just personal to me because I can mm-hmm. like write down whatever or draw whatever or stick stuff in the pages. So I think that's probably my most like personal way to document stuff that I just like carry it with me and can make notes in it or whatever.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I was doing Project Life and then I got to our wedding and I didn't know what to do. Like, do I do a separate Project Life album for our wedding or do we do a professional like printed album or do I do it in the same like big scrapbook that I was using? So I just like stopped and like was paralyzed for a long time. And I think my plan is to do all three at this point. So there's like, it's important for me to like maintain consistency in our big scrapbook. But then I want to do like a little one for our wedding and then I want to get one professionally done because I think that's important that we have like a nice, less yeah. kitschy record of the day. But like, I just wish I did more stuff. Like I wish I changed photos in our frames more frequently.
Yes.
To like yeah. keep things fresh. And I wish that like, we still don't have a lot of stuff on the walls in this apartment. And I wish I, like, displayed more things and were working on it. But I just don't feel like I surround myself with enough, like, documentation, I guess. It's not even documentation. It's just, like, fun memories. Like, I just want
right.
to have all of those displayed.
Yeah. So, but sometimes I'll, like, keep a folder, like, on my desktop. And keep pictures that I like I'll take them off Facebook or I'll take them off my phone and just like copy them into this folder on my desktop. And then after like 6 months or something, I'll go on Snapchat and just like upload all those pictures and print them and get them mailed to me. And then I just have all these printed out, you know, like 4x6 or 5x7 or whatever you want that you just like have grabbed that you like. And then you can kind of pick and choose from those. Like I have a bunch of those on my fridge and I like to keep pictures on my fridge of just like fun stuff. So that's like how I got a lot of those. I'll just like go through stuff and find pictures that I like and save them in one place. And so that way you don't have to like print them all out or like
worry about it. It's not this like huge undertaking when you're finally ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like I'm not worried about like keeping track of things or dates or events. It's just like, here's some cool stuff that I like to look at. And I think we're like fun pictures from a fun time, you know, it's not like, yeah. It doesn't have to be of me. If it's like of my family or you guys or something, you know, then like, oh, I might want to have that picture around. So I just take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause well, and I feel like, so recently I, moved into a new office at work and my old office was a lot smaller. And so I just didn't have a lot of like personal items in it. And so and also, all of our pictures were, like, in boxes from moving, and I recently found them under a bed. And so I went ahead and took a bunch of pictures in frames into work, and they make me so happy.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's, like, healthy to, like, surround yourself with these, like, good times. And so totally. I want to, like, focus more on that for our house, too, because we don't even have a single wedding photo up right now. And, like, we paid for them. Like, we need to get that done.
Yeah, no, I think it's fun and, like, nice to have. One thing I'm sort of struggling with now, though, is, like, I have all these pictures from, you know, maybe a couple of years ago that I have printed out that I still have. And so it's, like, what do I do with the old ones? Do I, like, get rid of them? Do I throw them out? Do I, like, put them in an album? And so I just kind of haven't really done anything with them. And I guess I can throw them out. Like, I still have the digital version, so there's no use in keeping like extra paper around my house, but it's still kind of like weird to throw out old pictures.
Yeah. Well, and have you seen those? I think there was like a Pinterest pin going around for a while where people do like personal yearbooks. Like they just like take a whole year and just like have an album printed of a bunch of pictures from a whole year.
That's cool.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool idea. I mean, I don't – and then, of course, they're all, like – I mean, this is what makes it visually appealing is that they're all, like, the same style book. So they're all bound the same, and you just, like, have these years of books that are just full of, like, photos that are professionally done, so that are like professionally printed, so you're not like dealing with like sticky pages and stuff.
Yeah, that's cool. And
so
that's,
I feel like that's my like long term plan.
Yeah. One, I think too, like when I'd like to start having kids one day, and like that's like a whole new different kind of documenting stuff.
Oh my God.
That you're going to be like crazy busy, but also going to want to remember all these things. And that's going to be like a whole new thing to figure out.
Yeah.
Among all the other, like, obviously that's probably low on your list of priorities of like keep your kid healthy and safe, but like, you know, it's still going to be a thing to deal with.
Well, and I think like kids are naturally interested in like, when did I say my first word? When did I, yeah. I mean, I know when I, what my word was and when I said it, you know, because someone documented yeah. it.
Right. So, I don't know. I guess, you know, there's lots of different ways to keep on top of stuff. I like the sketchbook idea for me. And I know my dad has sketchbooks also. I mean, lots of people have sketchbooks. But I think that's like a fun – I like the idea of like an art journal.
Have you seen that the you can, Journal 52?
I don't know. What is it?
Journal 52 is like a week's – every week – there is a new prompt that you like do something artistic with. You like create a sketch or you do a collage or something. And it's usually just like a single word. Like I think the first one of 2015 was pathways, and you just like do something about that.
That's cool.
It's an interesting concept. I'm not artistic enough to do that, but the, and then, you know, you can post it if you want. And like the pictures that people are creating are just gorgeous.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's neat. I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's called Journal 52.
Cool.
One thing I'm trying to do is I like have a pretty intensive planner where like I write, you know, meetings and stuff. And then I also use it to like write down what I'm cooking for dinner and blah, blah, blah. But there's always like space between the hours, you know, at the end of the day. Yeah. So the next day I'll like use a different colored pen and just like journal.
That's cool.
And it's like small enough that it doesn't feel overwhelming, but just enough for me to put in like the highlights and the lowlights. And I'm enjoying that really a lot.
Cool. I like your planners. I like that you have paper planners and do cool stuff with them.
Thanks. I really like paper planners. I've tried electronic. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
It like gets overwhelming or something. I don't know. But now I'm terrified I'm going to lose my planner, and then everyone is going to have this like weird, like whoever finds it is going to have this like weird insight into my like weird thoughts and fears and insecurities.
We like found a, I feel like, I don't know even if it was me or my friend or a group of us or something, like found somebody's like notebook. And it had all these, like, lists in it and stuff. And it was, like, a really weird – it was, like, a weird peek into somebody's life. And it was, like, their shopping lists or, like, what they had to do today. And it didn't really have any, like, details or personal thing. Or, like, it wasn't – it was just, like, random lists and notes and stuff like that. But it was kind of, like, we, like, found this thing and then was, like, who is this person? And, like, what were they doing? And it was, like, so different from, like, any list that I would make. Like, the stuff they would get at the store was, like, so different than stuff that I would get. And it was, like, kind of interesting. I don't really remember any details other than, like, it was kind of a weird event and, like, cool thing to look at. But it's, like, you feel like you're spying because it's, like, somebody's personal list of, like, what, I don't know, milk and eggs and whatever. But it was kind of weird.
Yeah. No, but it is. It is, even that stuff that isn't, like, personal – it still feels personal.
Yeah.
I think it's the mundaneness of it. That's why I like looking at what people make for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think we're all, and I think that's one of the things I liked about Project Life, which we should link to a little bit of that because I'm not sure everyone knows like what that is. Okay. But a lot of the Project Life started with like the idea of taking a photo a day or taking a page worth of photos a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't use that same concept to fill my pages. And I don't think you did either. But some of the best spreads were just like mundane things about our everyday life. Like those are some of my favorite spreads, not necessarily like a baseball game that we went to or a date night that we had. It's like, here's my Walmart receipt for the week.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a good way to hold on to stuff like that. It's like a little snapshot from your day, but obviously you don't need like 100 Walmart receipts, but like one from a random Tuesday in February, like, you know, it's kind of interesting.
It's like interesting. And I think that'll be, that's most interesting. Like when you look back into history too, like how much whatever cost in 1990 or 1960 or whatever.
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm doing is like, I have all of AJ's parents' photos. And my plan is to, they're all in like boxes or like albums that are falling apart or albums with pages that have like fallen out and out of order. And my plan was to like put them all in order and then get them, pay someone to scan them. I'm not scanning them. And then have digital copies for us and digital copies for AJ's sister and then put the rest in an album for them. But it's so overwhelming. Like, I've had these photos for months, and I just, like, first of all, I don't know who's in the pictures. And so someone has to sit down with me and, like, help me put them in order. But also, like, there are, like, 30 years worth of photos here, and, like, it's so overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to put that burden on anyone else from, like, our life, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I just, like, couldn't. I understand people get busy, and I'm not judging them at all. Like, obviously, they live their life, and they, like, remember to take pictures, which is important. But it's just, like, so much work that needs to happen to get those into any kind of viewable form.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, like, I worry about the digital files. Or, like, obviously, now we have digital files, but before when you had film and stuff like that, it's, like, I don't want to lose my computer and lose all these pictures. Not that I need to keep 10,000 pictures for my whole life, but you know, there's 10 that I want to keep.
Right.
So like having like an external hard drive or having them backed up to some cloud or like something, I think is important too. Like, don't forget to back up that part of the photo at the same time as you're like printing stuff out.
There's a website too that will do that for you. I don't know what it's called, but I will find out. It's like Archive Life or Forever Life or whatever. Oh, okay. And that whole idea is to like preserve your digital stuff in a safe,
like
fire safe area in the world. And I think it's like ludicrously priced, but like might be a good idea for really important photos.
Yeah.
Archive Life. Yeah. I'll find out.
Okay. I don't know. It's a big undertaking. Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like it's an important one. Like, it's something that gets looked over all the time, but it's, like, important to try and keep up.
Yeah. Well, and, like, on a, I guess, I don't know, sadder note, I guess, after I lost Cisco, I had all these pictures of him, and it was, like, so nice to have 100 pictures of him and to look at them and to have them on my phone and to print them out. And, like, that was so, so nice. I would have been so sad if I didn't have that.
Well, and I think also when someone gets sick or a pet gets sick and dies, it's usually, like, a very long or sometimes short period of time where it's not happy.
Yeah.
And so to be able to look back and like see when someone was happy or when you had a good memory with them, like that is really important in the grieving process.
Yeah, I agree. It helped. I think it helped me a lot.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the name of this website. We'll get back to that. Well, what else? Is there anything else we should talk about when it comes to documenting?
Oh gosh, probably lots more, but I think that's all I got for today.
I think so too. I think it's just important.
Yeah. And I think it's trial and error too. Like, you know, it'll change with your life.
It's also a very good snow winter activity. I'm just saying.
That's a good point.
You curl up with your coffee. I got
18 inches of snow outside. Yeah.
Under some blankets and just organize your photos. That sounds good to me.
I'll start tomorrow.
You want to do the lightning round?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Rosebud Thorn?
Okay, yeah, Rosebud Thorn. I'll go. My thorn, I guess, was walking through a snowstorm, even though it was just the beginning of the snowstorm, and I went to the store, which I'm very glad I did. It was, like, not pleasant.
That's fair.
To do that. But we were safe and well-fed for the rest of the storm, which was good.
I'm glad you went to the – did you – were the stores, like, gone? Like, milk and bread, were they – did you find any?
No, it was actually, like, pretty well-stocked, and it was, like, pretty busy. I was, like, way busier than I expected, but it was also, like, right before the Super Bowl and a snowstorm. So I think yeah. It was, like, going to be busy no matter what, even though I thought maybe everyone would have already gone by then. But no, it was, like, people like me going to the store. But yeah, they had like enough. We kind of were thinking, we were like, is it going to be empty or like have no food or lots of people and no food or you know what? But it like worked out. And what else do I have? Bud and Thorn? Rose.
Yes.
Rose. I think we went on the weekend to a brunch at my friend's house and that was really fun. And we had,
I didn't know she made brunch. Food. She's a great cook.
I know. She's a great cook and made some of the food and other people brought some food and it was really delicious. So that was good. That was nice. Also pre-snowstorm. And my bud this week is, I like can't even think ahead this week to what is happening. Well, Michael is working fewer nights this week, so hopefully I'll get to see him more.
That's a good bud. You guys are so cute.
Oh. All right. What's your rosebud thorn?
My rose, we went away for the weekend. We went to a very old tavern, an inn in Bedford, Pennsylvania called Jean Benet's, and it's supposedly haunted, though we did not have a ghostly experience.
Man.
But it was still fun. I mean, still my rose. And
that sounds fun.
It was good. It was just really nice to get away. And, you know, they had like a restaurant and a bar, and it was really nice to just like drink and then like stumble upstairs to our room. Like it wasn't, there's no risk involved, you know, like you just go upstairs and go to sleep or play board games until 2, whatever. And then Thorn, I am like not thrilled with this winter weather, even though I don't have 18 inches of snow. I'm still just like not thrilled with it.
That's okay. It's a struggle.
I just don't like, AJ's been scraping off my car for me, but just the whole getting into my car and waiting for it to warm up and, it's just so boring.
Yeah. I am really glad I don't have to deal with a car right now.
I don't know. I could take the bus. I'm choosing to sit in my car. Let's be real, but
I mean, a bus is like still difficult in the winter too, so it's not like
everything is just hard.
Yeah.
And my bud, what am I looking forward to? Well, we have a really jam-packed month of February, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with AJ's cousins' kids and finally giving them their Christmas presents.
Oh, that's fun.
Because there was some illness in the family, so everyone is well finally, and we're gonna give them a bunch of Christmas presents, and I'm really excited.
Awesome.
So yeah. What are you reading?
I just finished The Royal We by, I don't know if you read the Fug Girls. They have this blog called Go Fug Yourself, and they're so funny, and they talk about fashion, and they write fiction. It's these, like, these two women, Heather and Jessica, and they write together, and they run the blog together, and they wrote their first, like, adult fiction book called The Royal We, and it comes out in April, and it was so good. I really loved it. It was, like, funny and sweet and just really, really good. So
how cool is that? I can't imagine writing another book with someone. Writing a book with another person. That would be,
I know. I think they're so cool and so interested. They like run this, but you know, they're really good friends and they run this business together, and it's just like how they do things. They like run the blog together, they write these books together, and I think they're like really interesting partners and friends and
cool. That's
really
neat.
Cool stuff. Yeah, and it was a really good book, so everyone should read it when it comes out, because it's super good.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
What are you cooking?
Blue Apron again. We made on the Super Bowl Sunday, actually, we made these, buffalo chicken wings. Not wings.
Oh, yeah, I think I sent an email about it. It looks good.
Yeah, it was good. And we made that and this like good salad to go with it and stuff. So
and that was good. That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite outfit? What are you wearing?
To my brunch, I wore this sweatshirt that I got from the boys section at Target, and it's gray. It's like a charcoal gray quilted sweatshirt with black sleeves, and I really like it, and so I wore that on the weekend.
Cool.
So that was probably my favorite. Yeah.
That's so neat.
So what are you reading?
Wait, do you have a picture of your sweatshirt?
I don't think I do, but I will try to find it on the Target website if I can.
Okay. Did you ask me what I'm reading?
Yes.
I am reading Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace.
Oh, really? It's a big undertaking.
It is long and intimidating, and the prologue was really fascinating and made me really want to, like, push through and try and finish this book, but it jumps around a lot, which is not my favorite type of book to read.
Okay.
And a lot of it is, like, stream of consciousness, and I don't understand. David Foster Wallace, like, makes fun of Faulkner in his essays, and I'm like, every sentence I read just reminds me of Faulkner.
Is that good for you or bad?
What?
Is that good for you or bad?
Well, Faulkner's stream of consciousness, it's just, no, it's bad. I hate Faulkner.
Okay.
And it's just, like, stream of consciousness and, like, insanity, and, like, I'm just not, I don't like it at all.
Okay.
In high school, my friend and I got assigned to read The Sound and the Fury, and I read the first half, and she read the second half, and we compared. Like, we both, like, couldn't do it. It was just too much.
That's funny.
So I'm hoping it'll get better or become clear. It won't be just like chaos and like jumping around between like generations.
Yeah.
But I usually love his writing. Like it's long and arduous, but like hilarious. And so I have hope.
Well, keep us posted.
Thanks. I will. I'm trying to
cooking.
Think of what I'm cooking. I don't know. Tonight I made beef and mushroom meatloaves, meatballs in a stroganoff sauce, and that was delicious.
Wow. Sounds good.
Yeah, it was good. I feel like last time we recorded, I also talked about something with stroganoff, so that's awesome. We're real creative in the Panion household.
Nice. And what are you wearing? What's your favorite outfit?
I don't know. I got this eggplant eyeshadow that happened. Oh. It's not made of eggplant. It's the color of eggplant.
Okay.
And it's it matches a shirt that I have perfectly, like exactly. Awesome. And so I'm having fun with that one shirt and this this eyeshadow to go with it.
Nice.
I have hooded eyes, so I feel like I can go crazy with color and no one sees it anyway, so it's like fine.
Yeah. I get that. As a fellow hooded eye friend. I gave up on eyeshadow though a long time ago because I can't figure out how to make it work, but you're better at it than I am.
Well, I mean, I just like put as much on as possible and then no one sees it.
You'd think, okay, so I've been doing like winged eyeliner for like years. You'd think I'd be able to like put it on evenly and like correctly by now, but like every single time I like one eye's like longer than the other, or like one eye's like thicker than the other, but you know.
Well, it's hard because you can't look at both eyes at the same time when you're applying it.
Yeah.
You've got to turn your head and like focus on one.
That makes me feel a little better.
I mean, I totally get it. It's rough, man.
Just science. Yeah.
I feel like you're pretty good at it, though.
I think, yeah.
I mean, I don't usually know what to, like, kind of like after. Q-tip magic you're doing behind the scenes, but end result is good.
Oh. I have this like amazing eyeliner that's in like a pen with this like great brush tip that I will link to everyone. It's on Sephora. And it's like a liquid eyeliner from Sephora. I can never remember the brand because I use it and then it rubs off the thing. But I'll like, I'll find it for everybody. But I'm like never going back. It's like the only eyeliner I'm ever going to use forever. Because I tried like other kinds after and was like, that was a mistake. Like never again. This is the best kind.
Yeah, I am just trying a new eyeliner that I don't really like because I don't know if you have this problem. You probably do. When you have your eyes open for a long time, it like rubs off on the top.
Yeah. Yeah. This kind of doesn't
do that. And so then you just look like you drew a circle around your eye, which no reasonable person would do.
I know. I know. No. I also got this like matte like primer that the Sephora people talked me into, but that's pretty good at like holding off on that. But also this eyeliner is like waterproof and so it stays in place and it's good.
That is good to know. I would like a link because I struggle.
I'll find it.
Awesome. Cool. Is there anything, any other questions we missed? I feel like we're forgetting something.
I don't think so. I think that was it, but blame it on the winter if we forgot them. Okay. Because I'm sure it's winter's fault. But everything is winter's fault. Where can we find you? I know.
Avinlovinblog.com and on Instagram at Jules Frainer and on Twitter at Julesy.
Awesome. And you can find me at raysdays.com and I'm on Twitter at RCL Newton and on Instagram at Ray Newton.
Cool.
And thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Bye.